Well, thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday. Certainly do appreciate your time. Again, coming up later in the program, we'll get a chance to talk Stars basketball, Stars head coach Dustin Oakley. Coming up later today on Radio Mom, we'll have boys basketball play. Let me make sure I get that correct. Boys basketball action. We'll be at Zionsville as they welcome in Ben Davis. First chance to see the Eagles play. And so that game will tip off about 1:30 this afternoon. So join us for that here on Radio Mom. Again, the Tigers, they're on the road, and the Stars are at home. Coming up later tonight. Well, it's good to begin things here talking some Tigers basketball with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. And Coach Hendricks, welcome back. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you with us here. Give us a chance to bring folks up to date with what's happening with the program. So let's begin, first of all, your overall thoughts on how you felt your team performed against Hamilton Heights.
Well, for the first game, I thought we performed pretty well. I thought we shot the ball well early in the game and kept the turnovers down. So that was a positive for us for the first night.
Again, talking with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Obviously, going into that first game, not a whole lot of a scouting report, but what were some of the things you knew about this Hamilton Heights ball club?
From last year, they had Gus Etchison's brother, Tillman, which is a junior. If y'all remember Gus Etchison, very, very talented player, went ahead to play Division I basketball. And so his brother is now a junior and very talented and very athletic. Heights didn't have much size to go along with him, but their quickness and their aggressiveness made up for that, I thought.
Again, talking with Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we get a chance to recap the game with Hamilton Heights, which took place on Wednesday. A long time season opener for the Tigers and the Huskies. And, well, things began very promising for the Tigers. Tigers came out and put 21 points on the board to begin the game. Just talk about that side of the ledger, Albert, and your offensive performance from your kids.
I thought we shot the ball well, and obviously that's something we've struggled with in the past couple of years is being able to shoot the ball from the three-point line with good percentage. And I felt like in the first quarter we shot the ball really well. I think we were 4-for-10 from the three-point line. And, we were able to defend pretty well and got a nice lead early in the game.
Again, talking here with Albert Hendricks, talking Tigers basketball on this segment of the Coach's Corner. One of the kids that really got off to a solid start was Jake Burns. Talk about what you saw of his play in the early going.
Yeah, Jake, a pretty good three-point shooter, and he got some really good open looks due to our ball movement. I thought our other kids did a really nice job of making the extra pass and finding the open guy, and Jake was able to knock down some shots early and kind of get us going. And and then I thought again that our defense was pretty good in the first quarter.
Again, talking with Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Defensively, what were you liking about your kids' play?
Just the fact that we had a game plan to kind of keep Etchison in check and not let him get up. He had 33 at the end of the year last year against Benton Central, and we just didn't want to let him get started. And I thought our kids did a really good job of executing the game plan and not allowing him to get to the rim. And I think overall we held him to 10 points for the night.
Again, recapping the Tigers' win over Hamilton Heights. So let's go into the second quarter, and you're able to continue to build on your lead. In fact, at halftime it was 34-23. What did you like about the carryover from the first to the second quarter?
Again, I just thought our defense did a really nice job in the second quarter. We didn't shoot the ball as well. We did, spend more time shooting two-point shots as opposed to three-point shots. I think we were 0-for-4 in the second quarter from the three-point line, and the kids did a nice job of getting to the rim and to the free throw line, which enabled us to, which was kind of nice to see the all-around game that you just didn't live and die on one particular part of your game.
So as mentioned, the Tigers going at halftime with a 34-23 lead. What was the conversation with the kids at halftime as far as preparing for the second half?
Again, it was just to kind of get better. We've been a team that has stalled sometimes early in the third quarter and got off to a three-minute lag where we don't score and our defense is not doing their job. And I thought in the third quarter we didn't do as well as I'd liked us to do, but we did maintain the lead, and I think they cut it to 8, but we kind of got it back up to double digits again. And so I felt like we made it through the third quarter a little bit better this year than we did last year.
Well, Jake Burns had a great first half with 16 points. You had other guys that came in the second half and really made a statement offensively. Corbin Slockett scored 6 points in the third quarter. Landon Fouts was able to get in scoring with 4 points, but I thought Caden Lark chipping in with a 6 in the quarter was big.
Yeah, Caden Lark come off the bench for us. He's a sophomore, him and Jack Farrell, and Caden's quickness brings a whole different level to the game, and so he gave us a spark and ended up with 11 points and on the night, and I just felt like his enthusiasm he brought and his athleticism kind of pushed our guys into the next level.
So you led 50-38 after three quarters of play, so that brought the fourth quarter up. Would the Tigers be able to hold on to the lead? And indeed they were. In fact, they went on to win 71-42, quite convincing. And certainly Corbin Slockett was a big reason for that margin, as he had a great fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, Corbin had a really nice fourth quarter. I think on film, I think he got the first 9 or 11 points for us in the fourth quarter. I thought Corbin did a nice job of taking good shots and not settling for the three-point shot, and just getting to the rim. And then there were a couple times he pulled up and hit a jump shot from around 10 to 12 feet, which was really good. I thought Jack Farrell and Linton did a nice job. Jack Farrell had 7 points, but the game was too fast for both of those guys. They played a really small lineup, so we had to go with a small lineup. And fortunately this year we have that ability that if we want to play – Landon Fouts as kind of our post guy at 6'5", he's athletic and he can run and jump and then play four guards. We're able to do that. And if we want to come back with Caleb Linton or Jack Farrell or play both of those guys, both about 6'4", we can do that as well and be strong inside.
Talking Tigers basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Again, Lebanon with the victory, 71-42. I think your turnover numbers were pretty low in this game.
Yeah, we had 2, I think, at the end of the first half, which, a little bit of that had to do with they played 2-3 zone. And, but we were still pushing the ball up the floor and trying to make some things happen, in transition. So sometimes you can get carried away and turn the ball over when you do that. And I thought our kids in the first half especially did a really good job. Second half, we kind of got a little bit crazy with the ball, and I think we turned it over 6 or 7 times in the second half. So, but we stayed at an 8 or 9, somewhere in that number of turnovers for the game. And that's pretty good for your first game of the year. We had 25 in our scrimmage against Park Tudor, so certainly an improvement there.
So what was the biggest change you saw in your team from that scrimmage to the game against Hamilton Heights?
Well, I think Park Tudor played man-to-man a lot and got into us, and their athleticism and quickness kind of gave us trouble early in the season, which is understandable. You expect to have 12 to 16 turnovers in your first few games of the season, and if you're there, that's what you get better at. So I think the athleticism and our kids didn't expect them to get up in our grill, but I think a lesson learned after that scrimmage, and that's what they're for.
Again, talking with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Rebounding, how'd your kids do against Hamilton Heights?
I think it was pretty even. There wasn't, like I said, both teams played basically 5 guards, and so I think the rebounding was about even, and that was something we worked on really hard yesterday in practice was our rebounding, because when we go into Kankakee Valley tonight, we're going to see a couple, 3 guys that are 6'5 to 6'8, we're going to have to manage to block out, or we're going to have a long night.
Well, let's go ahead and transition to your matchup tonight with Kankakee Valley. You mentioned a big school. I know they lost in their first game of the season. What have you learned about their first outing that will help you in tonight's game?
Well, we were able to get up there and watch them. Myself and Brian Heimbach, one of my assistants, we made the trip up there on Tuesday night. I was really impressed with both teams. I thought both teams had a lot of size, and Rensselaer was very physical, and Kankakee Valley was very physical. It was a good game. The first half was tied at 22 all. Kankakee Valley has a lot of length and size, and their guards are way bigger than ours, and they like to get after you and trap you and out of a zone type set. And again, tonight's game will come back to 3 things: whether we handle the ball very well, whether we rebound, and we're going to have to shoot the basketball pretty well.
So a little bit different start time, just for the fact they're in the central time zone, I understand.
Yeah, it's a 5 o'clock JV start our time, which would be 4 their time, I believe, and 5:30 start their time, which would be 6:30 our time.
All right, very good. So Tigers will make the trip up. Anything special planned on the way up there?
No, we're just going to stop and eat in Lafayette and enjoy the day and kind of move around a little bit and hopefully we're ready to get off the bus and go.
All right, very good. Well, we've been joined here on this segment of the Coach's Corner talking Tigers basketball. Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks, again, Lebanon with the victory over Hamilton Heights, begin the season. Once again, that final on Wednesday was a 71-42. Next up is Kankakee Valley. And again, that game is set to begin at 6:30 local time. So make plans to cheer on the Tigers to a victory tonight against Kankakee Valley. All right, a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Western Boone Stars basketball. So please stay with us. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.